The Seattle City Council recently approved a change to rental housing policy, requiring qualified applicants to be approved by landlords on a first-come, first-served basis. It also ends the practice of offering move-in discounts for certain desirable segments of the rental population, such as tech workers. What are your thoughts on that as a policy? Should it be implemented elsewhere, and do you think it'll reduce bias and discrimination as intended?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I mean, I think Seattle's the first place to do this, to institutionalize this first come first serve policy. I know that California has long encouraged landlords to do that, and I know that there are lots of landlords and property managers who make that a practice of doing the first come first serve. I think it will be interesting to see how it plays out, and I worry a little bit with smaller landlords how it's going to work, because the details of that provision are fairly extensive. And so I can picture a smaller landlord who maybe has a three-unit building. Perhaps vacancies don't come up in the building very often. Maybe they're very, very desirable. And so if one comes on the market, you're going to have 20 applicants for it in a single Saturday afternoon. As a landlord, obviously, what you want to do is you want to pick the person who looks like they've got the most stable income, they're going to be paying you, and they're going to be staying there the longest so you don't have turnover. Now, obviously, you have fairly incomplete information on which to base that, but it's great to have choices. Under this new provision, you basically have to timestamp every application. You have to detail in advance all of the criteria on which you're going to make your decisions in choosing a tenant. You have to timestamp every application that comes in, and then you have to give people time in that order. So if they have an incomplete application, you have to give them 3 days to fill in the supplemental information. If they ask for more time, you have to give them 2 days. And so it creates this whole weird staggering thing and a lot more logistics that landlords have to go through, which again I think would be a lot easier to manage for a larger property management company, but that I think could be problematic for smaller landlords. Now, I'm sure that it will have some measure of impact on housing discrimination, because I'm sure that housing discrimination happens in a variety of ways, and there are certainly people who maybe have a harder time winning out, let's call it a more competitive tenant environment. But one of the good things is there's going to be an audit of this program after 18 months to see if it's actually had an impact. And I wouldn't be surprised if one of the things they find is that it's had minimal impact on discrimination while adding a lot of logistical headaches and potential additional lawsuits for property managers and landlords.